Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Abortion ban is set to begin in Florida in 30 days. That's because the state Supreme Court upheld a current 15-week ban, paving the way to implement the already approved stricter law. But the state justices are also giving voters the final say, allowing a constitutional amendment to preserve abortion access to appear on the ballot in November. If approved, Florida's constitution would allow abortion up until viability, which is right around 24 weeks.
Yeah, big news yesterday out of the Florida Supreme Court. Three rulings, two dealing with potential ballot amendments, what will be now ballot amendments, one allowing for the personal recreational use of marijuana and decriminalizing it. That was the argument against it, is it is a multiple subject amendment because it both decriminalizes and, you know, permits you to, you know, consume it or possess it. That argument was silly. And so they appropriately ruled that this amendment can go forward. I don't want it. I don't want us to be voting for legalized personal recreation use of marijuana. I think it's a terrible thing, and I hope that we vote it down at 60% being the threshold. This is 100% what I have been predicting ever since the push for medical marijuana came to the state, that this would be the eventuality as we would have a decision on this. And I won't be surprised, though I'd be discouraged, if we do pass it, that anybody over 21 would be able to. And you know, the argument against this was they said that the two dissenting justices, at least one of them said, how can Florida permit in its constitution something that the federal government does not permit? I don't think that's a particularly substantial objection. Anyway, that's not the big news of the day. The big news of the day is the two-part ruling related to the subject of abortion. Part number one is the ruling by the Florida Supreme Court that the privacy amendment that was passed back in the 80s, is what I have in my head, that does not protect abortion, and that the prior Florida Supreme Court erred tremendously in its ruling that it did have to do with that subject. I think this Supreme Court was right. I think that Supreme Court previously was wrong. This was a 6-1 ruling. Justice Jorge Labarga, the only one who dissented. And this means that right now in the state of Florida, which we have been, okay, but at 15 weeks, which had gone back and forth on a request for that to be stayed temporarily. But in any case, in 30 days, the Heartbeat Protection Act, which was signed last year by the governor, is going to go into effect. That would make us one of the more strict, but not the strictest, states in the South or in the country. Some states have a 0-day, you know, no abortions are legal. We will have a 6-week ban in the state of Florida, with some exceptions. Okay, there are some exceptions to that, but generally speaking, that's the way that's going to work. And this Florida State Supreme Court was correct. And part of their analysis had to do with the flaws in the prior case, because, you know, typically they give to precedent, right? If the prior court decides something, you want to defer to their judgment when you can. And in this case, they were saying no, the judgment was so bad. For example, that the idea of what privacy meant at the time, the court then decided because it was used in Roe versus Wade a certain way, that's what it meant. When there was no evidence that that's what Florida voters intended, or that Florida voters, when they went to approve this privacy amendment, had in mind the idea of protecting abortion from government interference or anything like that. So long ruling, about 90 pages. I read about half of it, and it all made sense to me. The dissent by Jorge Labarga says, quote, "I am convinced that in 1980, when voters approved the privacy provision at issue in its amendment, a Florida voter would have understood that the proposed privacy amendment included broad protections for abortion." And he said there is substantial evidence that overwhelmingly supports that conclusion, that the public understood the right of a privacy to encompass the right to an abortion. The dominance of Roe in the public discourse makes it inconceivable, Princess Bride fans, that in 1980, Florida voters did not associate abortion with the right to privacy. So this is done now, and the 6-week ban will go into effect within 30 days because they wrote it that way. You say, why is it still delayed 30 days? Because they wrote the statute to say upon approval by the Florida Supreme Court that the protection for abortion is not covered by the privacy amendment in our Florida Constitution, because they realized that at the time it was already being litigated, the 15 weeks under this question. And then the flip side of this is, you've heard all of the news reports, put them together, and rightly so, that a proposal to allow abortion up to the 24th week of pregnancy is now going to be on the ballot in the fall, because that got approved yesterday on a 4-3 decision, which was very, very close. And, you know, the amendment will say no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So viability for any abortion for any reason after viability with health care provider endorsement, basically. And, you know, the arguments here had been, you know, somewhat similar, that there were reasons that this shouldn't be on, that it was misleading, or that it was too complicated, and, you know, the single subject requirement or the, you know, clarity requirement might have been violated. You know, pro-lifers were hoping this would be kept off the ballot. I think the amendment is a little bit misleading. It's not misleading enough to keep it off the ballot. And we're going to have a whole conversation about this before the election. And anybody who goes to vote on this is going to have a lot of clarity about what exactly this will allow, I think, my opinion. So again, I don't want this to be on the ballot because I'm perfectly happy with the way our current law has decided on the issue of abortion. Also, I just generally don't think we should be deciding things by ballot initiative. It puts too many constraints on the Constitution. It makes it too hard to change these things later. The value of legislation is you can come back and tinker with it if you need to. You can change things later if you need to. But as somebody who believes in the idea of letting the people have a say, this is our process for letting people have a say. And it might make Florida a more interesting state for the presidential election, too, because this is a much more tightly contested issue numbers-wise than, for example, whether we're going to vote Republican or Democrat. And abortion obviously has been a big issue ever since the Dobbs ruling with the Supreme Court. 617 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Not seeing any accidents reported by FHP. No major slowdowns on our roadways this morning. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. 9 Mile is accident-free, not showing any delays in Carr City. If you're on Highway 90 this morning coming out of Milton through Pace, not showing any accidents there. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. And Avalon Boulevard is clear through to Garson Point Bridge. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down this morning, let us know about it. You can call or text our traffic tip line. That's 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you have been renting kind of for your whole life, as long as you've been paying for housing, which maybe you don't even pay for housing, you might still live with your folks, whatever. But you've been thinking about whether it's time to buy a house, what the market's going to do, what interest rates are going to do. Is there a certain geography, location-wise, that's better or worse? And is it better to pay yourself than to pay your landlord, for example? And by the way, as somebody who believes in renting in a lot of situations and has rented a lot in my life, I think there are situations where it makes more sense to rent. You know who believes that? Christina Leavenworth. She's said as much. You think, why would a realtor say you should just rent and not own? Because there are situations where that makes sense. And if she talks to you and you and she consult about this and figure out what makes sense to you, she will tell you if that's right. Because she has before. Say, why would a realtor try to talk you out of using her to buy a home when she's going to make money on that? Because she wants to help people and because, you know, she's honest. I mean, because that's what honest people do, is they try to convince you you don't need their services if you don't need their services, you know, if that's the right decision for you. So if you want somebody who's really knowledgeable, sold 175 homes last year, understands the market and can help you navigate the complicated situation of buying a home for the first time, hey, give her a call. Talk to her. She loves talking to people, even if you don't become a client. She just loves meeting people. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and live music every Tuesday night at 7.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down to Mount Mississippi.
This week, the Victrolas bring the feel of Texas dance halls, Bakersfield honky-tonks, and the strains of the Louisiana hayride. Grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. And get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm not a spy. I'm nothing. I'm Naval Lent.
Freeze frame!
Celebration of the rebirth of Christ. The Bible tells us that 3 days after the crucifixion of Jesus, he rose from the dead. The first to witness this miracle were three women who had come to anoint the body of Jesus and tend to his tomb. This is the story of the resurrection.
You get a really awkward feeling when SNL opens with an Easter sketch.
Right.
Because what's about to happen here? Unclear. They're not going to make fun of Easter, are they?
This is it. The tomb where his body is laid.
Mother Mary, dry your tears. Mary and I are here to support you.
Mary is right. Also, when we're done grieving, maybe we should come up with the girl's name other than Mary.
Oh, this is a little funny. Yeah. They moved on very quickly, though. They did not make fun of the resurrection. They did not make fun of Christianity particularly. But they did make fun of somebody that they are very comfortable making fun of, former President Trump.
What is that noise that comes from within? Look, the stone, it rolls away.
Is it Jesus?
Basically, yes.
Trump coming out of the tomb.
As it was stated in the Bible, guess who's back? Back again, Shady's back. All right, girls, you can go. No more lines. You did great. Bye-bye.
No more lines.
Get out of here.
You say, is it fair? Well, I mean, he has compared himself or allowed himself to be compared to Jesus, so maybe that's the invitation. And also, during Holy Week, when you make a big deal about selling Bibles, you know, you do sort of invite satire.
That's right, it's Easter, the time of year when I compare myself to Jesus Christ. That's just a thing I do now, and people seem to be okay with it. I'm going to keep doing it. And if you think that this is a bad look, imagine how weird it would be if I started selling Bibles. Well, I'm selling Bibles. Look at this beautiful Bible, made from 100% Bible. Sounds like a joke, and in many ways it is, but it's also very real.
Made of 100%. See, the strength of their Trump sketches, which of course they pass up on lots of other things that they just don't do as well, or they do them and they don't do them well, is his presentation is so good for making fun of Trump, right? I mean, that's why it's entertaining.
As you know, I love Bible. It's my favorite book. I've definitely read it. My favorite part is probably the ending. Now it all wraps up, but this is a very special Bible, and it could be yours for the high, high price of $60.
It's not that high.
But I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this for the glory of God and for pandering and mostly for money.
But he brought Florida into it, which is the only reason I thought this was sort of entertaining.
But it's so sad. Religion and Christianity are totally gone from this country, and we need them back. Without religion, you don't have laws. You don't have mission trips. I'm told mission trips are a lot of fun. You go to Mexico, you build a house, maybe you make out with someone on the last night. Then, of course, it's back to Clearwater, Florida, like it never happened.
See, that's funny. That's pretty good. how do I know? I know because the devoted Christians that are here in this morning, we're both laughing pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty targeted.
Yep.
625 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the five. Jake?
All right. Still not seeing any slowdowns or accidents reported on our roadways this morning. I-10 and I-110 are looking clear. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is good. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, nothing slowing you down there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker for all your traffic needs. Oh, man.
You snorted. I love it.
Yes.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
All our traffic needs.
All your traffic
Well, the judge in former President Trump's New York criminal trial expanding a partial gag order. The judge said Trump is now not allowed to attack his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Of course, also barred from attacks on witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and relatives.
You would think you wouldn't have to tell somebody that, but...
Well, yeah.
Go on.
You'd think. Complaints of anti-Muslim incidents hit a record high last year, according to the Council on American-Islamic Relations. The nonprofit advocacy group says it counted over 8,000 complaints across the country in 2023, the highest number since it started tracking complaints, and a 56% increase from the previous year. And apparently American Airlines is relaxing their policy on flying with pets. Passengers can now bring their pet and carrier on board along with a full-size carry-on bag. Previously, they were just allowed a small item, but they do say the pet carrier has to be able to fit under the seat or it goes in the cargo
hold. Don't think about this from the rational perspective of do pets need luggage. Think about this from the perspective of they're pandering to pet owners.
Oh, yeah.
And as a marketplace move, brilliant. I mean, that's absolutely all this is yeah, a marketplace move. Don't bring your children, but do bring your pets. I mean, that's the message, right?
It would make for a happier flight.
Yeah, well, sometimes. All right, David, thanks so much for the updates. 627 here on News Radio 92.3. As I've mentioned, but in case you were listening yesterday and didn't hear me say it at the end of the show, the Trump buying the flag, the Trump flag being underneath the American flag, all April Fool's yesterday, of course. Although what's not April Fool's is that James Caulkins, Commissioner James Caulkins, shared the post on his page. Which I love. I love that. And honestly, art may be, you know, reality may imitate art. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody actually picks up on trying this, getting Trump to pay for the flag in Santa Rosa County. Also putting up good April Fool's Day post yesterday, Pensacola Police Department announcing temporary road closures from 8 to 5 yesterday for the Five Flag Speedway inaugural DeLuna Shipwreck Demolition Derby on Palafox. No trucks, SUVs, limos, or hearsts. All cars must be stripped of glass. The interior and trunk area must be clean of anything that could injure a driver during the derby. Drivers must be chained, welded, or sorry, doors must be chained, welded, or wired closed to prevent them opening during the derby. DOT helmet required. Cars must have working brakes, and decommissioned police Crown Vicks will be awarded additional points. Also, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, they put up a post yesterday. SRSO is excited to announce our first feline unit. Fearless feline units capable of sniffing out catnip, aggressive purring, and working on their own terms. If you see this unit out and about, ask for a demonstration. Just be prepared to wait until the feline is ready. And it showed five Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office canine, I assume, with various kinds of cats, including a tiger. One of them was a picture with a tiger. I actually liked out of Oklahoma, Pryor, Oklahoma. Starting today, when citizens are pulled over by our officers, as the police chief posted this, you will be presented with an optional tipping screen. If you've enjoyed the service you received during your traffic stop, you'll have the option of using a credit card to tip that officer up to 25% of the cost of your traffic citation. That was pretty funny. There were a bunch of other ones yesterday that were kind of interesting. Del Taco flavored Tic Tacs. Mac and cheese mixed with Fruity Pebbles. Okay. And I think my favorite was Dunkin' Donuts, which is now just Dunkin', said they're changing their name again to just Donuts. Now we're just Donuts. We'll have coffee still. Please don't ask any other questions. Just going through it right now. Donuts is the new brand for Dunkin', which I thought that was clever. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up in just a second, we're going to talk to Sam Abel, city manager for Gulf Breeze. And David will have your local news after Fox.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Donald Trump posting a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case.
It will stop the clock on collection and then prevent the state from seizing his assets while he appeals. A court lowered the bond last week from its original amount of $464 million. Trump was ordered to pay that amount after a judge found he fraudulently inflated the value of his properties.
That is Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, and Mr. Trump was also ordered Monday to stop verbal attacks on the family of the judge overseeing his hush money case. The nonprofit food aid group World Central Kitchen says it's pausing operations in Gaza after an Israeli airstrike killed seven of its workers. Those killed include a dual citizen of the U.S. and Canada. Meanwhile, tensions are rising between Israel and Iran after a separate strike leveled Iran's consulate in Damascus. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 72. It is partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. The Escambia Sheriff's Office looking for a Pensacola woman that allegedly attacked a deputy on Easter Sunday. Deputies say Shanette Robinson is wanted on charges of battery on a law enforcement officer. This incident happened Sunday as deputies were breaking up a fight at Englewood Park on North H Street. Right now, there's no word on injuries sustained by the deputy, but if you have any information on Robinson's location, you should contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers. Information following that cyber attack on the city of Pensacola last month is still trickling in slowly.
The FBI has opened a cyber investigation, and these types of cases are very complicated. They take a long time to investigate. They're very complex, and as soon as we can tell you more about facts of the case, we will share those facts.
That is FDLE's special agent in charge, Chris Williams. The city of Pensacola also not sharing whether any personal information was compromised in that attack. As was the case last week, online payment processing is still down for Pensacola Energy and for city sanitation services. Well, Florida drivers getting another break on their tolls. The governor announcing yesterday he's implementing the toll relief program for the second year in a row.
All you do is you just get the bill, you see it deducted. So, you know, maybe you save $50, maybe you save $100. It depends on how much you're doing.
And that program runs through March 2025. It cuts toll rates in half by applying a toll credit to anybody who goes through at least 35 tolls a month. DeSantis says he's allocated an additional $450 million for the program, which will alleviate costs on commuting families. Well, the first Bands on the Beach concert is scheduled for tonight on Pensacola Beach. The Victrolas playing 7 o'clock, the Gulfside Pavilion, a free concert each Tuesday night from 7 to 9. Other bands you can see later this month include Carly Ryan, the Bay Bridge Band, and Mass Confusion. And for a full list of Bands on the Beach concerts this season, you can check the Visit Pensacola Facebook page. Looks like voters will get to settle the abortion debate here in the state of Florida. The Supreme Court announcing yesterday that it will be allowing an abortion referendum for November. The referendum will ask voters to legalize abortions until the fetus reaches viability. That has to be passed by 60% of voters for the referendum to take effect. Currently, state law allows abortions up to 15 weeks, but that is about to change. The court did rule that abortion is not protected by the state constitution. That ruling means a six-week ban passed by lawmakers will take effect within 30 days. And it's going to be 8 years in prison for a man convicted of a DUI hit-and-run crash that killed a man last year. 40-year-old John Kings was sentenced last week. That crash happened August 15th. on Bayou Tahar Bridge. Pensacola police say 41-year-old, they had found 41-year-old Travis Hurd dead on that bridge. Police reportedly tracked down 40-year-old John Kings based on parts of his vehicle that had been left at the scene of that crash. When questioned, King had first told officers he wasn't aware of the incident, then said the man had fallen in front of him, and eventually said he'd hit a cardboard box at that same location. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Jake has our traffic on the fives.
Okay, still not seeing any accidents reported by FHP that are blocking anything or causing any slowdowns this morning on our roadways. I am seeing a little bit of slowdown on, this is going to be in Milton on I-10 westbound. As soon as you pass or getting up to Ward Basin Road, getting out over the Blackwater River Bridge, seeing some pretty bad slowdown there just in that little spot. I don't see an accident reported. But if you do get any eyes on that, if it's debris in the roadway or whatnot, let us know. 437-1620 on our traffic tip line. That was I-10 westbound coming out of Milton. Otherwise, looking great. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 are clear. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in good. If you do see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have some patchy fog as you go through the morning hours. Temperatures warming up quickly as you head into the afternoon. Highs near 80 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms move in as you go into the evening hours. A few storms could be strong under a slight risk of severe weather. As you go into Wednesday morning, storms start to clear out. Going into Wednesday, temperatures will be starting to cool off with a nice northerly wind. Temperature on Wednesday near 70 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And 72 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Google has agreed to destroy billions of records containing personal information obtained while users were surfing the internet through its Chrome web browser. The agreement is part of a settlement stemming from a lawsuit that accuses the tech giant of illegal surveillance, alleging Google continued to track users even when searching through the incognito browser setting. Moving forward, the tech giant must make more prominent privacy disclosures about Chrome's incognito option when it is activated. UBS has announced a new share repurchase program of up to $2 billion, with $1 billion expected to take place this year. The program is expected to begin after the merger of UBS AG and Credit Suisse AG is completed. The new program follows the completion of its 2022 buyback program. Its shares are up more than 6% so far this year. Futures are slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 115. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10:30. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Join Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan and guests as they talk about the different events going on this month. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. Learn how you can help create a more autism-friendly Northwest Florida. That's tomorrow morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-6020.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome to the White House Easter Egg Bowl. Happy Easter, everybody. And now it is my honor to please welcome my husband, the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Easter reminds us of the power of hope and renewal, sacrifice and resurrection, but mainly love and grace toward one another.
I thought the president's comments at the Easter egg roll were good, solid. He mentioned resurrection at an Easter event where they prohibited the people who brought artwork from mentioning resurrection. But at least, you know, for Easter, they mentioned resurrection. That's good. By the way, I don't know if you noticed it, but people did cheer quite a bit for him when she introduced him. Just keep in mind that I know it's very easy to get insulated in kind of the people that think like you and to think that nobody else thinks differently. There really are people who love President Biden and cheer him and adore him and think he's fantastic. And if you believe that, you're like, why would you need to tell people that, Andrew? Because there are people who don't believe that's true. Just like, you know, there are people who have a hard time believing there's anybody who loves former President Trump and really sincerely trusts him and likes him and adores him. Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know, just it's again, just be careful how much you pay attention to only things that reinforce what you already believe. But like I said, I thought his comments at the Easter egg roll were quite good.
It's time to pray for one another, to cherish the blessings and the possibilities that we have as Americans. That's what I see in our country. We're a great nation because we're good people. Our values are solid, and the rest of the world looks to us, and we're determined to keep up that banner.
You know, I would add some things to that, but there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't, there's not like, you know, the snarky asterisk comment is following. I just, that when the president gets onto a message that he's comfortable with, he can be quite compelling about just basic optimism and decency.
And because of you, the American people, and I mean this sincerely, I've never been more optimistic about America than I am today. We have enormous opportunities. Enormous opportunities. We just have to remember who we are. We're the United States of America, and there's nothing beyond our capacity.
Like I said, all of that I agree with. I will say this, it wouldn't be a Joe Biden event if there wasn't an opportunity for Joe to commit a gaffe. And this one is, well, I'll let you listen and see what you think, okay? This is the end of the comments.
God bless you all. Enjoy the day. And I'm coming down to do that Easter egg roll in just a minute. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, Bunnies. Get up here so they can see you. Come on, get in there.
He's created a whole new food group now. The, what was it, the Oyster Bunnies?
Oyster
Bunnies. Say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on.
Is that a new band?
I think he meant to say hello to our Easter bunnies, and he just got a little tongue-tied, and the president has a history of speech impediments. But it was funny to me, the Oyster Bunnies. You know, like, this is some pop duo that's going to get on and spin the record for us.
Say hello to Oyster Bunnies.
644 on News Radio 92.3. No, but, you know, a good event like it always is, except for the fact that they completely censored Christianity in the process for an Easter event, which is, you know, at least a little bit ironic or misguided or whatever you want to describe. We talked about that yesterday. Oh, Sam Abel, we're supposed to connect with her just now. She had a meeting later at our normal time. We would meet at 8:05, but I was not able to get her on the line. So if she dials in, obviously we'll talk to her and find out what City Council did last night at their meeting. 6:45, News Radio 92.3. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. Not seeing any accidents reported by FHP this morning. We are seeing some slowdown on I-10 westbound. This is going to be coming out of Milton as you reach the Blackwater River Bridge. They're having a lane closure this morning. The left lane is closed, so that is causing a little bit of slowdown, but not too bad. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 are clear. And Highway 29 is good from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can let us know on our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Indeed.com. Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got an import like a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, or Lexus, and you think, well, I've got to take that to the dealership to get it serviced because they're the only ones who really know these cars, and besides, I have to go to the dealership, don't I? No, by law. They can't require you to go to the dealership. And it's not true that only they know how to work on these cars. Lots of people know how to work on these cars, including the experts at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. So if you bought your Porsche and Destin, or you bought your, you know, BMW and Mobile or something like that, you don't have to take it there for service. You could take it to Bobby Likas Auto. Their website is called carclinicservice.com because that represents their philosophy, which is like a healthcare clinic, but for your car. You know, you take your body into the doctor and the doctor checks it to make sure that there's nothing going on that, you know, you should not be concerned about. Same thing with the mechanic. You take it to Bobby Likas, they'll look it over and they'll, you know, listen to it and touch it and make sure that there's nothing you're not seeing that's going to be a problem soon and you don't want to have it to be a big catastrophe. You fix it with the preventative scheduled maintenance or just preventative maintenance because you discover a problem early before it's the big problem. That's the idea. Bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. Of course, they also work on domestics. They work on gas engines, diesel engines, whatever the case may be. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pizza, pizza.
Maybe I'll see you again, baby, and maybe I won't. Maybe you bought your ticket, gone back to Detroit.
Name the band. Recognize?
Aeroplanes make strangers.
Blue Oyster Cult. In the. Yeah, I know. If you knew VOC, you're like, what? Is that really? 6:49 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, there's now a temporary channel open around the side of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, only for essential vessels that are cleaning debris, though, from that site. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed last week after being hit by that cargo ship.
You know what we're looking for?
What's that?
Nuclear vessels.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. Go on.
It's now cheaper to rent a home than to buy one in the nation's 50 largest metro areas. Realtor.com reporting the average increase in prices to buy a starter home have gone up 60% higher than rent now. The disparities were mostly in larger metros like Austin, Seattle, Phoenix, San Francisco. We're getting closer to that total solar eclipse next week. Here it's going to be just a partial eclipse, but officials are warning that taking pictures of a partial eclipse with your phone could damage both your eyes and your camera. Apparently, they have those special eclipse viewing glasses. Mm-hmm. You need the same material to put over your phone lens so you don't damage your camera.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, if the high intensity of the light could damage your retina, then certainly the high intensity, I suppose, could do damage to the phone itself.
Absolutely.
So I guess you just got to put the special glasses over the camera.
Yes, and they sell. Apparently, they sell smartphone kits or whatever too.
Stop it!
Yeah,
of course.
Really?
Eclipse,
I mean, I shouldn't be surprised.
Camera kits.
That's of course that's true. But that's actually a good note. You know,
just don't buy them if you're on incognito mode because they'll still know.
You know, I was thinking about this. That I think a lot of people might imagine themselves. You know, put your phone up and everything is fine. Like, look at it through your phone,
right?
Because you would think that would screen your eyes. Certainly, the phone can't produce that level of, you know, it doesn't produce the intensity or the radiation that would blind you, you know, cause you problems. But here's my theory. I haven't checked with an optometrist to make sure this is correct. My theory about this is, well, if your eyes are oriented towards the sun, the stuff that's coming from the sun, even if you can't directly see it through the phone, that there might still be effects. That's
absolutely
my theory. You know, I'm, you know, again, I'm my own view. I don't need to look at an eclipse and run any risks. That's just my own view. So, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What was I going to tell you? Oh, the work on, they call it State Route 8, but I-10 and US 29 is beginning. Now, this is the massive redesign of the I-10 US 29 interchange. And in case you are not thinking about this, haven't been following this story for years, you know, I have been trying to kind of tell you this is coming, and this has been a long time in the works, and this will be a 5-year project. So US 29 and I-10 are changing dramatically, and here's some of the changes. Actually, there's a really good video. I need to put it back. I put it up when it first came out, but there's a good video of how traffic will flow through that area. A couple of things to keep in mind is that while they're doing the construction, there's going to be lane reductions and speed reductions down to 50 miles an hour. So going through that area is going to be a little bit more fun than it ever was before. The first part of this is they are going to make I-10 east and west go straight through that area. If you look on an overhead map, it's something you might not have realized, but if you're driving I-10 east towards the interchange with 29, what you see is a bunch of trees in the middle, and then the road bends around to the right. Same thing going westbound, right? Why is that? Well, because it was designed terribly in the beginning. It was really to have those interior merge lanes, what I call the on-ramps of despair, because if you're going southbound to eastbound or if you're going northbound to westbound, you have the interior merge, these crazy designs that are completely unsafe. So what they're going to do is they're going to straighten out I-10. So it's just going to go straight through there. And then what had been formerly interior mergers are now going to be long, winding exterior merges. So if you're going, for example, south on 29, you're going to get off basically where you get off now to go west on 10. You're going to get off on another ramp that's going to take you on this long, winding curve around south and up around to merge onto actually the on-ramps from northbound I-10 and then to get on the right side of I-10 going eastbound. Same thing for the north to west, is it's going to be this long, winding workaround so that you will merge on the proper merge side of the expressway instead of on the interior. That'll be one of the major differences. So the straightness of the roads and the way you're going to do the merges from, you know, south to east or from north to west. Those are good things. Those are good things. Other changes. You know how right now if you're going east on 10 and you want to go north on 29, you go right and then you make a 270-degree turnaround, kind of like one section of a clover leaf, that's gone, or that will be gone eventually. Instead, it's going to be more like Avalon Boulevard. So if you're going east on 10 and you're going to get off on 29, you're going to basically take a right ramp and go down, and then either turn right like you do now and just kind of free flow onto 29, or there's going to be a light if you want to turn left. So there will be a new light there. So traffic north and south is going to sometimes have to stop. And the north on the other side of the road, if you're going to go like if you're going west onto 29 now, you're going west on 10 and you're going to get off on 29. You know how you go down and to the right and then you either free flow onto 29 north or you get to the light and then you turn left and go there. It's going to be just like that on the other side. That part's not going to change. That's actually what it's supposed to be ultimately in the configuration. And there's going to be four lanes on either side. So eight lanes west of the interchange and five lanes each way, or 10 lanes on the east side between US 29 and I-110. Now, I know describing road changes over the radio is not the most easy, especially if you're like, what's an eastbound again? Okay, I get it. The short version of all this is it's still not going to be what that interchange should be, okay, but it is going to be much, much, much better. And eventually, it's basically going to look just like Avalon Boulevard. It's going to be so close to what Avalon is that it's almost impossible to tell the difference between them. So if you want a pattern for what the I-10 US 29 interchange is going to look like, eventually it's going to be Avalon Boulevard, okay? And that will be better, significantly safer than the current configuration. So this is good news. The bad news is it's going to be 6 years in the making. So that whole area, remember how fun it was to drive on 29 up to 9 Mile and on 9 Mile for the last several years out to Navy Federal? Remember all the fun of that? Yeah, like that. On I-10 and 29 for 6 years. Woo! $240 million. Quarter of a billion. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Yay.
How excited are you about that?
Oh, I'm so excited.
In the news every day. Traffic, yes. On the fives, I-10 and 29.
Just go ahead and I'll just go ahead and program that in. I'll just put it on my sheet
mention,
there.
Yeah,
that'll be my recurring script. Looks like this morning our only slowdown is going to be on I-10 westbound. This is coming out of Milton once you get to the Blackwater Bridge. Actually, now the slowdown is actually starting before you get to Ward Basin Road. And that's going to stretch out over the bridge there. We've got a lane closure this morning. The left lane is going to be blocked. Other than that, around town, we're looking great. I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly in Pensacola. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking good. Highway 29 south from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment is looking good. And looks like Chase Street, Gregor Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Hey, if you have a business or you have something that you're trying to sell, or for whatever reason you're trying to do something with professional video production, like on social media or for television, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you know, YouTube, whatever it is, Pelican Drones. You might think of them as, because it's in the name, obviously, that they would do drone footage and that's really all they do. And that is a big thing that they do. And they do that for major companies and small companies and all kinds of people, you know, selling a boat, selling or working on an Airbnb, selling a home, or doing like, you know, hurricane footage before and after. Yeah, they do all of that, okay? Or building construction projects, whatever. But they can produce any video, including on the ground or meetings, interviews, all kinds of things. And then when they're done, you own it. So if you need like a 30-second version for Facebook and a 20-second version for YouTube and a 10-second version for TikTok or whatever, they can do all of that. And when they're done, again, you own it. So if you need a video for any reason whatsoever and you want a professional company that's great at doing it, PelicanDrones.com. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Time for future news. That's when Jake and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Okay, I-10 and US 29, we're just talking about this. How much of a mess on a 1 to 10 scale is it going to be while they're working on it?
Oh, my gosh. For 5 years? Yeah. Man, it's going to be like a 6 most days,
yeah,
I would say.
I think that's about right. It's not going to be as bad as it could be, but it's not going to be pleasant. No. Will it finish by 2030 and be on budget?
Yes. Yeah. I say it will.
You're
I say
so
it will.
Cute. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to be optimistic.
No on both. Will the abortion amendment that is going to be on the ballot in the fall pass to allow abortion on demand up to 24 weeks with a doctor's permission anytime thereafter up to birth?
No.
It won't make 60%. No, yeah. So this one will not pass. Yeah. What about the personal, you know, consumption of marijuana for recreational purposes?
I don't think that'll pass.
No, that's going to pass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.